Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Have you ever been mistaken for an employee at a establishment, place of business, and they thought you worked there?
One time I wore a red shirt into Ace Hardware. Don't do that.
You don't want to do that.
No.
Or Target either. Let me tell you my story. I was at Kohl's the other day. I was shopping. This little old lady came up to me. She's like, can you help me find the umbrellas?
That's Thelma.
No, it wasn't Thelma.
Oh.
She said, can you help me find the umbrellas? And I said, well, and so I don't work here, but I'd be glad to help you. And so, you know, I go and I spend about 20 minutes, can't find the umbrellas anywhere. I'm like, let me find somebody that might can help you.
She picked the wrong person.
I was looking everywhere trying to help this lady find the umbrellas.
She walked all over the store, tired.
Yeah. Let me rest a minute, if you don't mind. Yeah, it was not a good experience at all.
That's what she says.
I know, but I was doing my best to help. I was trying to be a helper.
She left the review going, your employees don't know what they're doing.
No.
I just had this happen a couple of weeks ago. I'm in Old Navy.
Yeah.
And when I pull up a t-shirt or whatever that's folded,
uh-huh,
I fold it back. I don't throw it on the pile,
okay,
or wad,
yeah,
it up.
That's a good shopper.
Try to fold, yeah, it back like they have it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as I'm doing that, this gentleman walks up, an older gentleman. He goes, yeah, could you tell me where the I don't even remember what he asked for. And I looked around the store like I'm going to help him. I'm like,
yeah,
well, you know, I'm not sure. It's probably over in this section, but yeah, I don't really know. He says, you don't work here? I'm like, no. He goes, I saw you folding the clothes. I thought you were just setting up, yeah, stuff. I'm like, no, I'm just polite.
Yeah.
That's not just polite. I have no earthly idea how to fold the clothes back the way they do.
Don't unfold them then.
Huh?
Then don't unfold.
Well, sometimes
I'm just kidding.
I know, because you're looking at that shirt like, will that fit me?
Yeah, and you want to see what it looks like with the pattern or something all the way open.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't want to be rude if someone does ask. So, I mean, I've had people ask me for directions in a city. I had no idea. And I'd be like, I think it's this. And then halfway through, I'm like, you know what? We're both going to be lost. Let me just pull up GPS real quick.
Yeah. Yeah. When you try to help and you don't know what you're doing, that's, yeah, almost ruder than just explaining, I don't know the answer to this.
Exactly. I was trying my best.
So you're calling me out right there?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, you made that old lady walk 200 miles. She's probably going to die sooner now.
No, she's healthier. She got some exercise that day.
Did she find them? Do you know?
Well, she rode piggyback for a little ways. She's all tuckered out. But, I've got the most annoying things that sales clerks say or do, okay?
Can I help you?
The one that's overly enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Can I help you? Can I help you? Can I help you? You got the unenthusiastic one, too, that doesn't help at all and has a bad attitude. That's not number one. Number one thing is, that's not my department.
Oh.
Like, you want to ask a question and need some help? I'm sorry, that's not my department. Sheila over here. She can help
you.
You
know what store I hate the most for that kind of stuff?
What?
Is the Apple, quote-unquote, genius store.
Huh.
They're like, you need to go stand in line with that person, and they'll point. So you go stand in line with that person, you tell them what you need, and they're like, oh, no, you need this person. I'm like, well, that person told me you're the person. He's like, no, you need to go to that person. And I'm like, y'all aren't really geniuses, are you?
I had that happen at Lululemon. They bounced me from one side to the other, and I'm like, I'm already way overpaying for this stuff. Can you just help me, please?
You know what, Tori? We probably just got some helpful person who didn't really work there and was trying to help.
She was trying her best.
I was in an Apple store recently.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
I was at Lululemon. Okay, so these are most annoying things that sales clerks say or do. That's the policy. I'm sorry. It's just the policy.
Yeah, I've had that one before.
Okay, I'm on break right now. I'm like, you know what? You can help a customer out even if you're on break. And a lot of times you'll see that happen.
I don't know, man. If you're on break, that's the only time you get off. The only thing I would say is don't be out around the people that think you're working still.
Go outside. Go to the break area. Sit in your car.
Okay. You need to ask the person over there. They can help you. Like they'll point to somebody else that can probably help you. That's what I should have done. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm new here. That's kind of annoying. But they are new. They don't know the where the things are.
I worked retail. Yeah. And I used to do that, even though I'd been there for like 6 months.
That's oh my God.
Sometimes I just really didn't know, and I'd be like, I'm so sorry. It's my first day.
Wow.
It's awful.
You're a liar.
They were like, she rang me up last month.
But she's still new here.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, I've been here 3 years. I'm new here. You'll have to wait is another thing that people don't like to wait, period. So maybe you have to wait for them to go in the back to get the merchandise or whatever. And then, I'm sorry, if it isn't on the rack, we don't have one. Well, would you just at least go in the back and pretend like you...
Yeah, go back, take a break.
Yeah, go take a break.
You know what makes that frustrating is this: you don't ever know whether they do or not. Like at a shoe store, it's always in the back.
Yeah.
You know, so you're like, well, do I ask or not? And of course, a lot of the places like Walmart and all, they have those big boxes on top of stuff. And you're like, is it up there?
Well, and you notice a lot of times if you ask an employee, they will take their time trying to help you find something because they don't have to, stock the shelves or
right, something.
I think that old lady thought that was my job the other day. He's just taking his time. So if you were needing help finding an umbrella in Kohl's the other day, I apologize, ma'am.
She's still sleeping. She's sleeping in from the rough day she had yesterday.
And she's wet.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, the real danger on the road isn't people texting and driving.
Really?
It's men doing this.
Texting and driving.
No. Men admit they get distracted behind the wheel.
Flirting.
Okay, you're close.
Oh,
when they see a pretty girl.
When they see an attractive woman. Yeah, 60% of the men said that.
Okay, that's not common on like the interstate, though. Like, you don't really see each other that well.
I didn't say interstate. I said road.
Well, that's what a road is. It's a road.
Okay, but like Woodruff Road, there's a bunch of stuff going on there.
Yeah, you always stopped in traffic.
Yeah, so you're distracted.
But on the interstate, you could be riding at the same, how cars get beside each
other. I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm just saying it's not an existential threat like texting and driving is.
Okay, 22% of women admit they get distracted by a handsome guy out and about while they're driving. So it's not as much, but the girls do it too, apparently. And 21% of both genders also admit they get distracted by billboards that feature men and women on those billboards.
See, that's weird. I'm more likely to get distracted by the cows.
Okay, the cows on the billboard.
On the highway? Yeah. On the interstate?
No, on the billboards.
They say it's either like bathing suits or tanning lotion. Skimpy clothing on the billboards is what made them look. And are the cows dressed provocatively?
No, but if you're getting the tanning lotion when you're a perv, because that's usually that little girl. I've never seen a tanning lotion billboard with anyone else.
No, if they do like the tanning salons and stuff like that, that's going to be I've never seen one.
Yeah. I know a lot of times it'll be like, that one that says made you look? It's got like the giraffe with glasses on or something.
Mm-hmm.
It made you look.
It's on Woodruff Road a lot.
I don't know what that's about, but it did make me look.
I think it's an advertisement for the billboard company.
Or it will have like a parakeet driving a motorcycle or something like that. I'm like, that made me look.
I can't tell you the last time I looked at a billboard other than Buc-ee's.
Okay, yeah.
Being on like 95.
It's like 132 miles to Buc-ee's.
And I'm like, I don't look at billboards.
It's interesting because I'm with Hawk. I see the one that says made you look all the time. Unlike Hawk, I do know what it's for. It's to them because they're trying to show how these work.
I don't even look at other cars. I've had friends that says, I was waving at you.
That's
were at a
terrifying.
Red light.
Well, I did that.
I focus on what I'm doing is driving because people, that's the reason we have wrecks.
Other cars that you have to focus on.
You know, you made you look and then you ran into the car in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then someone, you accidentally make eye contact and they're like, can I get in front of you? And you're like, this is why I don't look at people.
Yeah.
Hawk and I were driving to Florida and I left an hour or so after him and caught up to him in Jacksonville, Florida, where he was in traffic stopped at that big bridge with the metal stuff on it.
Yeah.
And I honk and wave and honk and I'm like, what are the odds? I caught up to him. Of course, that's not that unlikely, but that we saw each other. Well, we didn't. He didn't see me.
He's probably trying to figure out where he was.
You know what? And I don't know why that did not register with me, because anytime you're out of state and you see somebody with the same license plate, there's my friend. Like, you don't know him from Adam. It's like, that's my buddy right there, my road buddy. But I had a friend, she almost ran over one of those of construction workers on the side of the road because the slow stop sign guy was cute. She was distracted trying to flirt with him.
Wow.
Yeah.
She sounds like she's a little slow.
Stop.
Don't you make fun of my friend.
I'm sorry.
I mean, she almost killed a guy.
Okay. Honestly, they also say girls get distracted by the bicycle guys that's got the little tight shorts on.
Everyone gets distracted by them.
Mm-hmm. I mostly just get annoyed. I'm like, can you scooch over, please? I got places to go.
I don't even see them.
That's that ba-boom that you hear.
I know there's a speed bump on this road.
You need to pay more attention to other moving vehicles.
I do watch other cars. But
you just said you didn't.
No, I do watch other cars. I don't look at billboards or look at people's faces. I look at their car and which way they're going to drive.
Yeah, that's good.
You never know when they're just going to jump over in your lane.
Won't you be the perfect driver and not get distracted?
Kato,
yeah. I'm like, I get distracted when I hear ding, ding. I'm like, I got text.
Are you talking about me?
Yes.
I thought we were picking on Tom together.
No.
He's not paying attention. He's distracted.
Yeah. There's no car in here. I'm like, come on. Anyway.
I'm not the perfect driver.
Keep your eyes on the road. Don't sneeze either, because that's a fiasco. If you're behind somebody.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Have you guys ever considered going on, or have you been on, a cruise before?
Yeah.
What did you think about it?
It was like I was in a closet. I mean, the rooms are so small.
Well, I know that, but there's more to it than that.
Okay, well, you don't stay in your room a lot, so you're out and about. You got to eat with strangers, I will say that, if you don't go with a group.
Right.
And so you got a table of like 8 people, and so you got to talk to people that you don't know.
No.
And there's a bunch of buffets. You got gambling. You got the shows, the comedy shows that are marginally funny. Mm. You got shopping there now.
You're not doing a good job of selling me on it.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't sound like something I want want to do.
Yeah, well, you know, what's that? I enjoy the scenery, like being out on the ocean, and it's just beautiful.
Well, I've never wanted to go on a cruise. I've always been afraid that I might get, seasick.
Yeah.
And then my mom and dad went on one that we got them for their 50th anniversary. And my mom got that Norwalk virus.
Mm.
So she was confined to her room for like a full day and doing awful things, throwing up and everything else.
What package did that come in?
And so the whole thing, it just seems like to me a disaster. I don't see the upsides being better than the downsides.
I did just find out, I think it's Charleston, where they do basically like a trial cruise. So they'll take you out for the day, see how you handle it, and then you can book a real cruise after that.
Hmm.
So because I'm the same way you are, I'm scared to get sick on one.
Yeah.
So that's a good way to test the waters.
That's probably a good idea. I test the waters. I guess. Dip your toe in the water. So here's the thing. I just read a story, and it made me even less likely to ever take a cruise. This guy in January won a free cruise for a whole week on a Norwegian cruise line. And he was traveling across the whatever ocean they were on. And he got sick. He caught the flu.
Mm-hmm.
So they treated him in the infirmary there on the ship. And when he got back, he was charged $47,000 for being treated for the flu.
Oh, wow.
They maxed out his credit cards that they had on file. But he still owes about $21,000, according to the cruise line. And they say that these are reasonable fees for treating the flu on a ship. I'm never going on a cruise ever. That's absolutely ridiculous. They even had traveler's insurance that was $20,000 coverage, but now his insurance company is saying, we're not paying anything because it was on international waters and you're not covered for that.
Wow.
And I don't know what the cruise insurance is doing or the travel insurance is doing, but they've already charged him, maxed out his credit cards, and now they're trying to charge him another $20,000. It's Norwegian Cruise Line.
So the point of this is to not go to the doctor if you get the flu on a ship. Just go ahead and
spread it around.
Spread it around as much as possible and enjoy yourself as much as possible.
Yeah.
Pretty much just like real life. You can't afford the doctor, so everybody's going to suffer.
Yeah.
Well, can't afford the doctor here in the United States is a whole lot different than that. I mean, in worst case scenario, you go to the doctor for the flu here, you might spend, let's say you had to go to the hospital for an x-ray or something, you might spend a grand or so.
Right.
I mean, realistically, it's going to be a few hundred dollars. This guy's being charged $47,000. Is that what I said? $47,000.
But what are the odds, too? I'm like, you pay all that money, you're geared up, you've been looking forward to this for 2 months, you get on the ship, you start to cough a little bit, and before you know it, you got the flu.
They're high.
And you spent all this money.
They're high because flu and all those diseases are just like, it's a culture setting. It's like everyone's crammed in close together.
I know, but normally you'll catch it on the ship. Like
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He might have caught it on the ship. Well, someone who's like, oh, I'm not contagious anymore.
How long does it incubate or whatever before you get the flu?
You'll have to Google that.
You shake hands with Cato over here. Is it 2 or 3 days later? Or
I'd be in the pool throwing up and doing all my other things.
That's not from any sickness, though. That's just because you've been drinking too much.
And if they find out you're sick, they lock you in.
See, and I think I heard a comedian say that a cruise is like a floating city with no laws.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have laws, but they're not the ones you're used to.
Yeah, and I'm
and
like,
the ship pretty much makes them up.
I don't care to ever go on a cruise.
No, this turned me off to it. Here's the funny thing to me. At the end, the guy basically says, he gives this little thing and he says, if you go on a cruise, make sure you've got good traveler's insurance, because once you're out on international waters, it's a whole different story. No, my advice would be don't ever take a cruise. He's got $47,000 in debt from a flu.
Legitimately.
And a really high credit line. You said they maxed them out at 21? They would have gotten a couple thousand from me, and then I would have turned that card off.
Yeah, I'd have said, stolen.
Yeah, I don't have a credit line that high. So, yay, help me.
It just freaks me out that anyone thinks this is reasonable. That you can get the flu on a ship and that it's $47,000 is a reasonable price.
Aren't they owned by other countries? I mean, companies that are in other countries.
It's Norwegian.
Yeah, so it's probably a Norwegian
But those are those countries where you think healthcare is all free and everything.
Yeah, for them.
Apparently, they said that the company says they're unable to share the details because of his, you know, privacy and everything.
You know, they should have, like, I'm curious if they do, because a lot of times, like, if you get concert tickets or whatever, you got that insurance you can get in case you get sick and you skip out on the concert or whatever, and they should have insurance, like, if you get sick on the cruise, you only have to pay, you know, the $100 deductible or whatever.
They probably do.
Yeah.
If he would have waited until he got to another country or wherever he was going, I wonder if that would have helped him. But since it was out in open water,
I don't know. But the fact that this could happen means I'm not getting on one of their boats.
I do know that if you're quarantined to your room on a ship, you're not allowed to get off that ship. Oh. Yeah, because I had a friend that was quarantined because he was sick. Well, a doctor on the boat released him. He went to leave the ship at one of the stops, one of the ports. And when you have to scan your card, alarm came on, and they said, you're not allowed to leave your room. So he had to show them that he had doctor's permission. But yeah, you can't leave the ship when you're sick.
They said that he received oxygen, and they incorrectly placed a catheter, and he had some x-rays and IV medications.
X-rays?
Because they thought he might have pneumonia, so they were looking at his lungs to see if they were clear or not.
And they misplaced that catheter?
They placed it incorrectly.
Ooh, wow.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's a lawsuit.
I tell you what, I don't even like to go out on a boat ride with my friends on Hartwell sometimes on a cruise there.
Well, it's hard to get that catheter right when you're hitting the waves.
I know.
Hey, Jim, hold still. I'll help you out. Are you sick?
I'm good.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, Valentine's Day is coming up this Friday.
Yeah, we like to do this every couple years. It's a recurring bit now. We send Cato out dressed as Cupid as a singogram singer, and he is supposed to be delivering happy messages to somebody who supposedly is getting the singogram from whoever he makes up.
Yeah, you make it up. Okay, let's check in on him.
Well, this place is packed.
It's a convenience store, a very popular, crowded convenience store.
Everybody's looking at
me. Oh, I bet.
So a Cupid singogram.
Hey, how are you? What's your name?
Andrea.
Andrea, you're the one I'm looking for. I have a singing telegram for you for Valentine's. You ready?
Sure.
It's getting close to Valentine's Day. I'm Cupid. I'm here with something to say. I want you to be mine on this special day. From Fred, your lover.
Hey, thanks.
Did you like that? He hooked you up. And you know what Fred also wanted me to do?
What?
Give you a little smooch on the cheek.
Oh,
a little smooch. Got a smooch.
Does she know who Fred is?
Now, who is Fred?
I have no clue.
You have no clue?
I have no clue.
You don't know a guy named Fred?
You don't know a guy named Fred?
Yeah.
Well, Fred sent me in here.
Say, I must be in the wrong store. I'm sorry.
Maybe I haven't met him yet.
I don't know. He seems to know you well. You think I'm in the wrong store? Is there another Andrea that works here, maybe?
No.
Are you sure?
Huh?
Something's not right. Do you know a guy named Bart?
No.
Because I have several Valentine's specials I got to deliver today, and I might have got them confused. Here I go. I'm Cupid, and I'm here to say, please be mine on Valentine's Day. I'll shoot this arrow right through your heart, so you'll have love for your man, Bart. Happy Valentine's Day from Bart, and you know what Bart wanted me to do today? Give you a smooch on the cheek. Now, who's Bart?
I have no clue!
Well, who is your man?
I don't have one.
Obviously, she let you kiss her twice.
Sing another song and kiss her again. Try to kiss her again, Kato.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I got a few more names.
Do you know Steve?
No.
John?
No.
Bob?
No.
Carrie?
No. Keep going.
Bobby?
No.
Larry?
No.
Tom?
No.
Ask her if you can just kiss her again.
Can I just kiss you again?
Sure.
Sure, all right. I got a long kiss on that one. I think she tried to slip me the tongue. What now? Well, I thought... She's busting me out. She told us we were crazy.
Oh, okay.
Well, happy Valentine's Day.
From the Hawk and Tom Show.
From the Hawk and Tom Show and me, Cupid.
As Cupid, just buy a pack of smokes.
Can I buy a pack of smokes? She's looking at my butt as I'm walking away.
Well, who wouldn't?
She'll see my ID. I actually don't have place for a wallet. Are you Teresa? I've been looking for you, Teresa.
No, I'm
Teresa. Are you sure? All right. Well, y'all have a good Valentine's Day.
All right, Kato. We'll send you out, see if we can find somewhere that doesn't know who you are.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We sent Kato out in a Cupid outfit, and he is a singogram marketing guy. He is supposed to be singing these singing telegrams to people who have no idea what's going on or who is sending them because he's making it up.
Yeah, we like to remind people Valentine's Day is right around the corner.
That's right. Now, we just sent him out to a convenience store. He got recognized, so we're going to try to change things up and do it a little different.
Yeah, this is a restaurant establishment.
Okay. And you're going to go inside. Now, the idea was, and I don't know if you followed this the first time, if you can find someone who has a name tag on, that way you don't have to ask their name.
Okay, y'all ready?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're ready.
Looking at me, it's spicy. How are you? I'm here to sing you a Valentine's Day special. I'm on the main tag, so I just called her out. Boriana, you are the special person today. I have a Valentine's wish for you. Ready? Just me, my da-da-da-da-da-da-da, or I'll cry, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Just be mine, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I love you all the time, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Be mine. You're so fine. I want you to be mine from your boyfriend, Ryan. Woo! I'm getting clapping. Thank you. Boriana, now who is Ryan?
Okay.
Who is Ryan? Is your boyfriend?
Ryan.
Ryan? You know Ryan?
Yeah.
You don't know Ryan?
You see, you're at the right film. It's the right store.
I think I've got the right store.
I think you're going to get your butt kicked.
And you don't know Ryan?
No.
Oh, wow. You don't know Ryan? Do you know Brad?
I don't understand. I don't speak English
very well. Oh, you don't speak English very well?
And do it in Spanish, Kato.
Do you speak Spanish? No? What do you speak?
I'm from Europe.
I'm from Europe.
Oh, she speaks European.
Is that what it is? I don't know how to speak European. What country are you from?
I'm from Bulgaria.
Bulgaria.
Okay.
That's awesome. Well, happy Valentine's Day. That's funny. That's funny.
Kato's just giving up.
You want me to pick somebody else?
Yeah, see if you can find someone else there to sing it to. It's kind of weird now if you're going to go to another person.
Yeah.
I'm going to think these ladies sitting down.
Okay.
All right.
Somebody told me that you were in here, and I came to sing a happy Valentine's Day. You got all the hearts and all?
Yes.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
You are the one, of my dreams. Did you ever know it? I'm Cupid, and I'm here to say Brad wants you to know it. I'll shoot this arrow through your heart, but please don't cry. Just be my Valentine's, or I'm going to die. Yeah.
Brad is, but my husband will be really surprised.
What's your husband's name? Bill. I got the names mixed up.
Good job there, Kato. I mean, Cupid, come on back to the station. That's Torch Tuesday this week.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.